This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Top diplomats from the United States and Russia are expected to speak by phone Tuesday, a day after a heated exchange between United Nations representatives from the two countries during a UN Security Council meeting regarding allegations Russia is planning a large-scale invasion of neighboring Ukraine, allegations Russia denies. Tuesday's diplomatic efforts to address the crisis also include a trip by British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to Kyiv for talks with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin hosted Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban in Moscow at the Kremlin Tuesday. During a brief photo opportunity with reporters, Putin said he would brief Orban about the talks with the West and Russia's security demands. The Hungarian Prime Minister, in turn, stressed that no European leader wants a war in the region. The West is demanding that Russia pull its troops and weapons from the Ukraine border, while Moscow is pushing for NATO to curtail its military operations in Eastern and Central Europe. Russia also insists the Western Defensive Alliance reject Ukraine's membership, a move the United States calls a non-starter. Opponents of military rule in Myanmar went on a silent strike Tuesday to mark the one-year anniversary of the army's seizure of power. The silent strike sought to empty the streets of Myanmar's major cities and towns by having people stay home, and businesses shut their doors from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Activists organized the strike in protest of the coup through social media. Junta leaders have threatened to seize businesses and arrest anyone who shares any information about the strike. The Associated Press reports at least 58 people across Myanmar have been arrested since last week after posting to social media that their businesses would be closed Tuesday. The military seized power February 1, 2021, detaining Aung San Suu Kyi, the de facto head of the civilian government, and other high-ranking officials. This is VOA News. Organizers for China's Beijing Winter Olympic Games say athletes and team officials are testing positive for COVID-19 at much higher rates than other people arriving in the country. Figures released by local Chinese organizers show 11 positive tests for COVID-19 among 379 athletes and officials arriving Monday. They've been taken into isolation hotels to limit the spread of the infection and could miss their events. The positive test rate of 2.9% for athletes and officials compared to 0.66% for the same period for so-called Olympic stakeholders, a group which includes workers and media. There are about 1,059 people in that category. Over a three-day period from Saturday through Monday, the positivity rate for athletes and officials was 40% higher than other Olympic arrivals. The rates were confirmed in PCR and other follow-up tests for tens of thousands of people at the Beijing Olympics who live, work, and train in closed-off communities separated from the general public. The Chinese government is pursuing a zero-tolerance public health strategy during the Games. Ethiopian Airlines says it will resume flying Boeing's 737 MAX planes Tuesday, nearly 3 years after a deadly crash involving the aircraft killed 157 people in the East African country. The airline, one of the largest carriers in Africa, said in a statement to the French news agency AFP, the decision came after a thorough certification process by regulators across the globe, including the United States, Europe, and Asia, as well as Ethiopia. All 737 MAX planes were grounded worldwide in March of 2019 after the aircraft crashed near the Ethiopian town of Bishoftu, killing all 157 people on board. The previous October, 189 people died in the crash of a 737 MAX in Indonesia. Boeing has since made design changes to the aircraft, and the planes have returned to service in most countries. Indonesia recertified the plane in December. Ethiopian Airlines officials say the company will be among the last airlines to resume flying the plane. The airline officials say they have taken more than 20 months to monitor and recertify the aircraft, and the airline's pilots and technicians have been fully trained regarding the plane's modifications. Statistics released Tuesday show German beer sales dropped another 2.2% in 2021, with COVID-19 pandemic again weighing heavily on brewers after sales fell 5.5% in 2020. Lockdowns that shut restaurants and bars for part of the past 2 years have added to the long-term downward trend, fueled by health concerns and other factors. The Federal Statistical Office said that German-based breweries and distributors sold about 8.5 billion liters of beer in 2021. January and February of last year saw particularly steep declines in sales, down 27 and 19% respectively from 2020. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.